Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode. To Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the Weight Watchers plan. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW. Now, there's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are. It's just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, if you've struggled with your weight, no doubt you've also struggled with food being your treat for everything, happy, sad, you name the emotion. So today, we're going to brainstorm how to treat yourself with non-food related treats. Are you ready? Let's talk. Well, hi there. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I'm Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, how are we doing today? How's everyone doing?
I'm cold. I don't know. We had like a nice last week. It was so warm. And then like today, it's like, forget it. Don't get used to this. And went back to winter. I don't like it.
I'm in a sweatshirt. I mean, I love being in sweatshirts, but I miss the 75 degrees.
It was like a little hint of summer. I was so excited.
I wish I had saved it, but there was this amazing, like, I don't, it was either on Instagram or something where it was like the 12 seasons of Maryland. And it was like fake winter, spring, psych, we're back to summer. Like, it was, and it was so true. It's like we were in fake spring and now we're back to second winter.
Oh, golly. Yes. What did you guys do last week when it was super warm and beautiful? Did you take advantage of it any differently?
I did. I was, you know, we're in a step bet. So I was excited to get moving outside. So because I knew the weather was going to be so nice, I planned walks with friends. I walked during lunch. I walked around the lake. I got my three-year-old out to go and walk with me and get his energy out. So, I mean, just really took advantage of being outside, aired the house out. Like, that's always something that's fun for me before the pollen hits too, you know, because airing the house out with pollen isn't really fun. But right now, last week was a good time. So What about you? Did you all get outside, Erin? I'm thinking about you and your little hill that you took me and Ricky on, you know. Did you go do your walk around the college?
You know what's so funny is I did, and I thought about you guys because there was another hill that I did, and I was like, they would not have liked this hill. And I was like, it's a good thing I took them up this side.
I would like to say again, I didn't like it only because it was my rest day. That was the only reason.
Well, I downloaded, and you guys have probably heard of this app. I've heard of it before. I've just never used it. It's called Strava, Strava. Uh-huh. And it's an app that you can use to track your, you know, walking, running, cycling, Pelotoning, you know, what have you. And I thought I would go ahead and download it because I want to start seeing more of the mileage, the route, and some of the other extenuating factors that go with it. It even keeps track of like the tennis shoe that you wore. So you keep track of the mileage on the shoe to know when it should be replaced. Except for the fact that when you are doing a step bet and it connects to Fitbit, Fitbit actually adds like these phantom steps when you do a recorded activity. And so I have for 4 or 5 days, I have over 10,000 steps and I
wasn't checking step bet and didn't get all of my, I finished out. I finally like had to really work to get the 10,000 step recognition for my power day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Y'all, I squeaked by, which is why it's so important to look at your step bet mm-hmm. and make sure everything is syncing correctly.
Yes.
The cool thing that I learned by using the Strava app was, and you guys have been to my house, and so you know the hillage that happens. And so it's the elevation gains mm-hmm. and where the elevation gains are, how high the elevation gains are. Like, I'm basically hiking in my neighborhood. It's so intense. But I absolutely, I loved it. Oh my gosh. And I even sat out on my patio and had dinner one night. Oh, my whole self changed last week for the better. And all I needed was sunshine and warmth all along. So next year I need to plan a trip to Florida.
Yeah. Or Hawaii. Why don't we aim, you know, like, come on. Yep. Go hard or go home. You got to go.
Well, the budget won't quite allow it. But maybe.
don't bring up money. Money complicates.
I know. Money means nothing.
Yeah. Whatever.
Ricky, how about you? I know last week was pretty busy for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy outside?
Yeah, I did. I walked outside once by myself, and then I planned to walk on Thursday with a friend. So I think that was really helpful because it was on my schedule. We went to a trail nearby, and you know, there was this beautiful little, like, I guess you can call it a waterfall. It's not like a dramatic waterfall you find in Hawaii, but hearing the rushing water is just so relaxing. And you know, not the fake one that you listen to when you're trying to fall asleep, but like a real waterfall. And so we enjoyed our little walk and just did 30 minutes, but it was so refreshing. So I really enjoyed that. I am feeling, though, even though it's early in the season, that my allergies have been acting up a little bit. So I am a little bit, you know, irritated by that, but I'm going to enjoy being outside as much as I can.
Well, one of the weeks, Ricky, your allergies are definitely way worse than mine. But one of the days last week, I was like, am I coming down with something? And I'm like, no, dummy, this is allergies, 100% allergies. And my mom had told me, oh yeah, there was an allergy index warning on whatever day. And I'm like, oh, I didn't need that. My filled up head told me that.
Yeah, no warning needed. But the thing that's so unfortunate about that is nature is so healing. Like going outside and just like you say, getting that vitamin D, hearing the sounds of nature. So it's like you want to fight against the pollen if you can. But it's honestly, when I was going through the cancer journey, I was outside all the time. And so last week just reminded me of how much I want to be outside as much as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if you feel like your mood is kind of off, it really kind of does a lot to bring you back up.
You know, even at least for me, walking outside, even in the cold, you know, as hard as it is to kind of get outside in the cold, like you got to psych yourself up a little bit. But once I'm outside and once I'm moving in it, as long as I don't have cold wind hitting my face and making me miserable.
Like today. Sorry.
Right. There is something about that. I don't know. It's like it clears my brain. I love it. I love it. So I want to read a couple comments from our amazing Real WW Talk community. You can find us on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, but I want to highlight some of our comments from YouTube, on last week's episode where we talked about spring cleaning. We had a lot of people that identified with what we talked about. Betsy on YouTube, she said, boy, I really love this episode. It motivated me to do some spring cleaning. I can relate to all three of you. At 74, I sometimes feel at this age, why struggle so hard? And then I'm reminded that if I'm going to be old, I want to be a healthy old person. So keep on keeping on.
I love that.
Betsy, 74 is not old. I feel like 74 is the new 60 now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yes, it's not what it was. And I'm so happy that it resonated with you. And like you said, it resonated with a lot of people. You're never too old, and you're not old.
No.
No. And Betsy, you keep going on because you show us what's possible at 74, girl. Okay. We're learning from you.
Bravo stars to you.
Peg, again, this is last week we were talking about spring cleaning and just some, you know, different tips. So the tip about setting a timer and doing what I can in that time is a powerful way to talk back to the old voice of my mother. And I quote, come Saturday, you can't go out to play until your room is all cleaned up. Torture and the overwhelming feeling that even if I take all day, it still won't be done. What a gift you've given me, a powerful way to replace the lie in my head with truth that empowers me. I love that.
That's so beautiful because it's true. I think we have grown up with some expectations that feel unrealistic and then we internalize them and make them even more unrealistic. So I think when we look at what we can do, and we set a timer, we do it, and then we just set ourselves free to do what we want to do. It's freeing.
Yep. And powerful, so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what you can do in just 10 minutes. Doesn't have to be a whole day thing. And then also a shout out to Katie on Facebook. Over the weekend, she finished a Shamrock 5K run. And she said, I finished not first, not last, but finished. I was on the injured list at the beginning of the week with a thrown out back. I'm not happy with my time, but I reminded myself that this time last year, I had hip and knee issues and was lucky to walk half a block. Wow. Amazing.
Perspective.
Yes.
And I love the saying, I finish. It doesn't matter. I think that really speaks to me because I think sometimes we're so worried about placing and this. You got out there. You did what you needed to do. Congratulations.
That's what a gain over the previous year of not, and even this year of not being in what you would consider, you know, the stellar health with she had a thrown out back earlier in the week and still managed to walk 3.14 miles.
That's
crazy. I'd be like,
well, 2025.
Yes. So I noticed a couple of things as I was reading through the comments in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. And just thank you to everybody who participates in that community with your comments, with your questions, the things that you're asking, because it lets other people say, oh, me too. You know, you find community within that. And I think our past two conversations have kind of sparked some conversation around with the spring cleaning, you know, when food is everything, and that's not correct to say everything, but when food has always been this thing that's been right here for so many of us, and we start working on our relationship with food and it stops being kind of that thing at the front where we process happiness and joy and sadness. Well, what do we have? What do we replace it with? And so I thought maybe that could be something for us just to kind of knock around. How do we do that in our lives? What are maybe some areas where maybe food is still kind of here in the front versus what are areas where we've replaced it with something healthy? How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. When I say that, and maybe even use the word non-food treats, what does that bring up to you? What does that make you feel?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
I don't know why my mind just immediately went to activity, because I always tend to gravitate towards, like, I love tennis. I think I told you I've played that. And so when I've been in this season for probably since January, I've been really focused on freeing myself of all of the quote unquote food noise, where I would focus on food and transitioning it to movement and movement, not just by myself, but with others as a way to connect. So I think that swap has been therapeutic in a way, you know, because I get to rekindle relationships and I get to also see the benefit in my body, and my body has responded really well. So that's been how I've done it. And that's what it meant to me when you were talking about, you know, how, because if you don't, if that, if your whole day was focused on kind of thinking about what you're going to eat next or what you're going to do and food, and you stop that for whatever reason in some way, you have a lot of dead time. And that can be hard to replace when you don't have anything. So movement just became a natural thing to do and to get outside, or for me, get on the bike because it's been cold. But
How about you, Ricky?
Well, I honestly don't know that I've effectively done this. I think what I would like to do is to say, like, I can reward myself with a spa day or, you know, getting my nails done, which I don't really do anymore, just doing my nails myself, or like seeing that as a treat. But I don't know that I fully have that system in place, to be honest. But I'd like to see myself like having certain milestones and saying, at this milestone, maybe not a weight milestone necessarily, but when I feel this way, or when I, you know, feel more comfortable in my clothes, or when I, you know, something that's not too concrete, that's, if that makes sense, like it's concrete enough, but not sticking to too much of a timeline that I get just, you know, thrown off by that. Cause I think I tend to be someone who, gets sabotagey when I set a hard, like I'm going to lose 10 pounds by this date or something like that. So for me, I think it needs to be a little less concrete, if that makes any sense, but I need to have whatever that reward is be set into, you know, what I want to do. Like I'm going to go to a spa when I achieve this milestone. So I don't know if that kind of helps, but for me, I don't have something set in place right now, but that's where I want to go and aim for.
How about emotions? Mm-hmm. Do you ever notice that food is what you go to after a particular emotion? So I'll give you an example from me that I noticed. I've had a lot of doctor's appointments, and I had one last week that was, frankly, very stressful for me. I was really dreading it because I've done the appointment before. I've had it several years ago, and it was not a great experience. And so I was really working hard not to have anxiety over it and give space that this procedure that was being done could be different than the last time. And guess what? It was significantly less painful than the last time that I had the procedure done. But all of that, you know, the tension that I was carrying in my body, even just the tension of willing myself to think differently about this and to willing myself to not be anxious about it, everything's done. And I catch myself going, now I deserve a reward. I deserve a treat. And for me, that means some kind of food, some kind of treat food. I had to consciously tell myself, you are not a dog and you don't deserve a special, you know, bone for having done this. And I told myself, my treat to myself was that I was going to put on my shoes, my brand new shoes that I just got. And I was going to go for what I call a luxury walk, just a slow pace, observe the nature, and the sun was setting. And that was my gift to myself, where I could just be on this walk. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate with you guys at all?
Well, I thought that's, you know, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. I agree. I think we all relate to feeling, using food as a reward or feeling that way. Mm-hmm. But you've expressed a lot over the years of how walking and has been beneficial to you when you have had your emotions all over the place. And when you are really in a good, consistent walking routine, you know, that's something that when you made it a non-negotiable really helped you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said it, that's how I feel as well. It takes time, you know, to build that habit when you're so used to doing things on autopilot. For me, you know, I love sweets. It's like, I'm doing great. Let me get a cookie. Let me get a cupcake, or let me do this. Exercise, getting out, might be something that I have to be intentional about, because I think it's been demonized sometimes. Like, it's like, why would I want to? We don't view it as a positive, even though we know how it makes us feel. It's like, why would I get out of my home that's warm, or, you know, I've had a long day. I'm not going out and walking, instead of saying, this is the prize. This is the thing that makes me feel better than anything. And what I've tried to do to kind of be like you, Erin, is I've tried to actually write out and journal how I feel after I have done movement, because I'm always happy. I'm always happy I did it. I'm proud. I'm sharing with my accountability people. Look what I did. You know, on Peloton, people can high five you. Like, you feel good, but it's hard to get yourself there, you know, initially, because it's not as immediate gratification as going to the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for you, and I'm happy that you can see that, because just, I think Ricky and I can say it for each other with you, you've always kind of expressed how walking has been that thing that helps you know, really, when you've been out of sorts in a lot of different areas.
And a lot of times it's the, you know, it's the what is it? Heather, our old meeting coach, would say, feet first and your head will follow. Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes I actually have to, I have to walk away from the temptation at the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Because if I stay in the house, all I'm going to do is keep, just keep drifting and drifting towards that way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I could have a piece of fruit. Sure. Yeah. But if hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution. Mm-hmm. That's the piece that I always have to come back to for myself. As healthy as a piece of fruit is, I don't need this right now, because hunger isn't the problem. It's my emotions.
But see how that's a conversation that you're having? Yeah. And I think my therapist, this is my therapy homework. You have to have those conversations, no matter how crazy it sounds, with yourself. So audibly, internally, whatever, to say, what am I actually trying to gain here? Mm-hmm. What do I think the cookie or the cupcake is going to do for me? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it tastes good, but what is it actually going to fix? Like, is it really a reward, or is it going to make me feel guilty later?
Yeah.
You know,
I would love to say I'm in the same place as you guys, as far as like being able to say, I'm going to treat myself to this activity. This activity is going to, I do know how I feel after I work out, but sometimes that's just not enough for me to call it a reward or a treat to myself. So I'm not the same in that way. And I don't know, I don't want to claim that I'll never be like that, but I know not everyone will agree or feel like they are the ones who are like that. I would love to be like that someday. I think it's right now, it's just something, it's like a necessity, and I do enjoy it. Like, even while I'm doing it, there are things that I'm like, oh, this song is so good, I'm really enjoying. But the workup to get to do it is still, I still have to have that conversation with myself. And, you know, going back to just the things that I have treated myself with in the past, and even, you know, sometimes now, there's so many lies we tell ourselves. And I know we've talked about this before, but a lot of times it's like, I might not even use that terminology. It's like, this is easier. You know, I'm too tired. I don't want to heat up the food I have at home, because this is easier. I'm right here. I can just pick this up. That, you know, I may not be saying it's a treat to myself, or, you know, oh, I've had a hard day, so I'm going to let myself have X, Y, Z. I think a lot of times it is like the lie of convenience, because really, is it that hard for me to microwave something at home? No. But I think that's the challenge, is like overpowering that thought that I'm doing myself a favor. Mm-hmm. And know that the favor really is going home, sticking to my plan, and moving more.
And I think adding to that is also, when you were talking about the things that you wanted to treat yourself with, whether it be the spa day or the mani-pedi, I don't know if you're similar, but a challenge for me is being okay with spending money on myself for those things. Cause I can justify, you know, the joke is that I'm always balancing my budget or whatever, but I can justify spending on others. Mm-hmm. But even if it's celebratory for me, for something that I've done, like, you know, I've had a really great week or I'm this and I'm going to treat myself to a spa day. I'm like, I don't, you know, I don't have it. That's not something that I can afford right now. That's not something that I can do. So why am I so willing to put myself with things that I have chosen to be rewards that aren't food related, but that are really truly nourishing or, you know, really making me feel good? I'm sometimes not willing to spend. Do you all struggle with that or is that not a struggle?
So I would love, I'm just, this should not be an epiphany because I have a whole degree in this in behavior analysis. But when we work with our kids, a lot of times, I just had a meeting on Friday with a kid about this, or the family about their kid. And I was like, I think he needs an immediate reward because this is not working. Earning a, you know, a toy at the end of the week is too far. He is having, he's doing all these good things. And then he's like, I have to wait till Friday. I, you know, you throw it out the window. I'm just gonna, you know, go back to yelling and doing all those things in the classroom. And what is immediate is winning. If I feel like I'm in the immediate moment, what's going to make me happy is going to get a slice of cake from the store. That's the immediate reward. If I feel like the immediate thing is buying a sweater, that might be the thing, even though I was saving up to go to the spa in 2 months. So I think what is immediate and tangible in the moment is what I am letting win versus maybe I do need more like tangible rewards in the moment, the day of, that aren't food, instead of saying I'm going to save up until the spa day 2 months down the line when I need some type of reinforcement now.
So I think maybe the question then we could ask ourselves is what actually feels like a reward, and not as wonderful as a spa day is. You know, that's something that's got to be planned. It's got to be scheduled, right? Like that's effortful. Whereas food is not effortful. I can go into the kitchen and go grab a sleeve of cookies or, you know, what, even if I want to do a healthy version of it, I can go grab a handful of grapes. So, but if we were looking at non-food item rewards, what are the things in our lives that are as easy to access? Like for me, walking is as easy to access. Walking away from it is as easy for me to access as walking to it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Candace, you mentioned journaling. Mm-hmm. What are other non-food immediate access treats that we could do for ourselves?
I laugh, but I'm a shower girl, like getting a nice like hot shower with these. I don't know if you've seen these shower steamers that you can put in there, and it's like aromatherapy. It puts some music in there, turn the lights off, light a little candle, and make it like it's not a spa day, but at my house it is. If I can get my husband to watch Isaiah for a few, that's something that I can do immediately, and it makes me feel great. You know, not only am I getting clean, but it's just relaxing. And it is a reward. Some people may not view that as a reward, but I do, because I'm all about comfort and peace and relaxation. Those are the things that get me.
Mm-hmm. What about you? I love that. I think that would be something tangible that I would do for myself. I have another idea that I feel like is a little silly, but have you guys seen those little binders where you can save up for, like, if you save $1 this day and $2 the next day, or I think it's weekly, and then you save, like, I feel like something tangible, like almost like paying myself for daily things, like even if it's just $1 and then $2, or, you know, even $1 per pound I lose, you know, in a week, or, you know, something like that, where I can put that money, it's tangible. It's in a, you know, the question comes, what do you do if you gain weight 1 week? Do you like take it out?
It doesn't have to be around, but it doesn't have to be around weight. It could be today. I didn't kill somebody. Yeah. I'm putting a dollar over an envelope. You know, today somebody did not get the sharp side of my tongue because I actually showed restraint.
Yeah.
Or tied to the habits we're trying to create. Today I journal. Today I track my points, and I didn't say if I went over or under. I just tracked.
I tracked everything.
That's it. Yeah. You know, because I think that if we do tie it to weight or, you know, like that's just a metric that it has nothing to do sometimes even with your effort. It's I've learned that in the past few years. It has nothing to do sometimes it does, but sometimes it does not. So something that's
2 weeks ago, I weighed in. This goes back to you don't always get the weigh-in you deserve the week you deserve it. Mm-hmm. And I intentionally took a screenshot of the My Progress tab to show that every single day I was in my food range. Mm-hmm. And I did an okay amount when it came to the exercise. I gained that Saturday. I weighed in 2.4 pounds. And then 3 days later, I gained an additional 2 pounds on top of it. And I could feel my look. So see where my Fitbit band is. If fortunately, if you're on the podcast, you can't see this, but for anybody else, there's room, there's give in this band. It slides up and down. This band was stuck at my wrist. I was so bloated. And I told myself I didn't get the weigh-in I deserve the week I deserve it because something more is happening.
Yes.
Then, and I stayed the course. I didn't get frustrated. I didn't suddenly throw my eating plan out. I didn't, you know, throw in the towel that week. I just stayed the course. And then I lost 5.3 pounds over the course of the following week. And again, if you look at my tracker, you would go, there's no reason that there would be a gain. I just got the weigh-in I deserve finally the week that I then would deserve it. But
if you want to hear the joke, David, my husband, he's not doing Weight Watchers, but he's, you know, doing his plan, and he weighed in and saw weight, went to the bathroom. Cause you know, the joke is always, if I go to the bathroom, you know, that'll went to the bathroom, then gained another 2 pounds. And he's like, but The whole point was I'm supposed to go and it would be lower. And he's like, and there it is, up to. This is why we don't obsess over numbers. It is something that we watch, but that's why we have to have these things that we can be proud of. Because I think that starts there too, with what are we choosing to celebrate? You know,
what feels like a win at the end of this? What feels like the win? And I'm, you know, I've always been about the things that we say to ourselves in our heads, right? Because if I go as food as my reward, then I actually then have a new tape that starts of, well, why do you have to have food as your reward? Why did you eat? What did you do? Right. And it's that tape just rolls. But if I just choose something different, I actually feel proud of myself and I don't have a negative tape running. Yeah. And actually that's part of more why I choose the non-food rewards, because I can't handle the food rewards and the take that happens after it.
Yeah. But even with the stuff that I'm choosing to celebrate, because for me, my reward this year, I am so incredibly proud of myself for letting go of perfection. Like, you don't understand. Yeah. I've said it, but like factually, like consistently just being imperfect and being okay with it.
Love it.
Has been so incredibly freeing. Like I didn't know what I didn't know, but it is something I'm screaming to everyone who I talk to, because when I want to celebrate, it's that's what I want to celebrate, you know, and it's nothing to do with what I ate or what I didn't. So even that affects like how I want to celebrate, because it's just, what can I do to be good to me to celebrate this mindset? And to hear my therapist saying, I see a change. And usually, you know, she's like, all right, homework assignment again. Like, no, a perfect. She's like, I see a change in you. And she said, I think you're really starting to embrace these things. And how are we going to honor that? So like you said, that's why the journaling and the other things are really just helping me. So, you know, I brought that up to say, be careful. I think we need to really focus on what are those things that are worth celebrating, and that kind of informs how we choose to celebrate as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What are the things, so maybe that could be just like a really great action item for ourselves and for our community. What are three easy to reach ways to soothe ourselves, to celebrate, and to congratulate that don't relate to food, because we're just trying to replace that habit of where we would use it. And so maybe just think through this week, and you know, when we think through and we write them down, then they start to trigger a space in our brain where we now can reach for them. So the next time that I'm angry and then I'm tempted to go through a drive-through to go get food, okay, what is it actually that I need to do this time? Because, you know, like we said before, if hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution. So what would be a really great, easy to reach solution for me right now? Something amazing just happened. And typically I'd be like, oh, I deserve a piece of chocolate. Well, sure, you do deserve a piece of chocolate. You also deserve really great health, or you may deserve the opportunity to set 15 minutes aside to go write it down in a journal so you can go back and reflect on this really amazing moment. It's just what non-food items can we replace?
And I think that kind of goes into getting curious. Like, I'm curious to see what it's like if I don't use food this time. Like, what's that going to look like? What that's going to feel like? I don't know. I've never tried it. Let's see, you know, maybe food would have felt better, but I don't know. Maybe not, you know, because I do think we all, sometimes the cake, maybe it does feel good, but, but maybe let's just see, because I had to remind myself, and I think you all too, we've seen this tape before. We know how this plays out when we choose food. So that's not nothing like,
right. That's not a revelation.
You know what's going to happen. You know how you feel.
Yeah.
But we don't know as much what it feels like to not choose the easy choice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what if instead of, you know, the first time, I would rather have had the cheeseburger or rather had the piece of cake. What if you actually commit to the next two times or three times trying something different to see what happens? Mm-hmm. And then after that third time, if it still is like, now the cake is the right thing at this moment, then try the cake. But you won't know.
Eat the cake.
Well, we would love to hear what your food replacements are for all of the emotions: happy, sad, angry, boiling over, a boiling under, at calm, at rest. We'd love for you to share it with us in the Real WW Talk Facebook group. Or if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you're listening to podcasts, please leave us a comment so we can frankly be inspired by you and maybe try something different for ourselves. I'm willing to try it the next time something happens. So just search Real WW Talk anywhere you go. And also don't forget, if you love what you hear, you can also become a supporter. We're so grateful for those who have decided to, some people have even switched some of their WW memberships over to, like, oh, you know what, this is my meeting group. So that's fine. We're coming over here and I'm going to use a free tracker app.
We got you.
We got you. And we just say thank you so much for that. All right. We hope you have a great week and we will see you next time.
Bye.